Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
Hello, my name is Stephen Thrasher, and I sent my Canon laptop computer into. I just got it back. Everything that I've written on it for the past few years is gone. I was told that you guys were going, that I'd be called if you had to replace the hard drive. I called Canon. They said the hard drive didn't need to be replaced. They just said the motherboard didn't need to be replaced. And everything that I've been working on for the past two goddamn fucking years of my life is gone, you fucking assholes. Now I want you to call me back, stop fucking me around, and make sure that I get back what I've been working on. Do you fucking understand me? And I'm tired of you fucking around with me. I had better get my goddamn disk drive back. I'm going to sue all of you fucking pieces of shit.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping my hoe.
It's only a milkshake.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd.
Yes! Timothy James Henson, this right here is Distorted View Daily, kicking off a brand new week of programs.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
Thank you, random black girl. The Negro community really loves me. I've got a great program for you. At the top of the show, I thought we'd play a fun game. It's called, What the Fuck is Raymond 14 Talking About? It's a simple game, really. I'm going to play a clip of Raymond 14, a notorious Distorted View utard, and you have to figure out, what the fuck is he talking about? Here's the clip.
The Ming Dynasty is here! The Ray Dynasty! The Ming Dynasty! Style!
Uh-huh.
Ming Dynasty!
All right, so there's the audio clip. Now, what the fuck is Raymond 14 talking about? Think about it. I'll reveal the answer in a few minutes, but before we do that, on Friday's program, I played a cover of Your Cardboard Heart song, Abortion, at the top of the show, and I've played it once before. I'm sorry, I don't have the name of the person who recorded this, but I was listening to the Friday program, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is really, really good, especially if you've ever heard the fucking travesty that is the original. Now here, this is the original song, Abortion, by a couple of high school kids that I discovered. They posted this music online, and it is atrocious. They're apparently very anti-abortion and decided to write a whole song about it. Here is Abortion by Your Cardboard Heart. I'm just going to play just, the first 30 seconds or so. You can get an idea of how shitty it actually is.
Newborn child brought into the world.
Newborn child.
Oh. Single mother of about 17 years old. It's a Saturday night in room 123 where she lays thinking of her
idea. I mean, this song is infuriating because you can't wait 9 months, give birth to a baby, and then just kill it. That's not how abortions work. I just love that these kids have no idea, regarding the concept of abortion. But anyways, some Distorted View listeners who are very talented created a cover of Abortion. Take a listen. I mean, just the first few notes beat anything that the shit I was just playing. Here we go.
Child brought into the world to a single mother at the best 17 years old. It was a Saturday night in
change the room around?
Here he comes, he don't know that he's just a prom night dumpster baby. I don't want it and I can't keep it and it just won't survive in my arms. Dr. Kell, this baby, please. I don't think it was meant to be. Let's go!
I mean, maybe I'm just, a retard here, but I think these guys are really good. Why don't they have a record contract? This song could be on the radio. And I know I've mentioned this before, and I probably played this song, but I don't think I've ever played the two versions of Your Car or Abortion back to back. Just great stuff. So whoever sent that in, if you email me, I would love to give you props, as the kids say, and you know, link to your other stuff. I don't know, but anyways, let's get back to Raymond 14 here. I guess I think he's getting retardeder, if that's a word. More and more.
The Ming Dynasty!
More and more retarded.
The Ray Dynasty! Mm-hmm. The Ming Dynasty! Style!
And then he does like the gay laugh. Remember the guy that was talking about fairies? Yeah, he just keeps saying the Ming Dynasty over and over again.
Ming Dynasty!
Ming Dynasty! Kind of like Mrs. Miller. Anyways, you know what he's talking about? You never guess this in a million years what the hell Raymond 14 is talking about. Raymond 14 is talking about the pants he's wearing. Yeah. They're tie-dye jeans with a tie-dye shirt. That, my friends, is the Ming Dynasty. All right. I'm feeling stupid today. I'm also feeling like sunshine. No, I didn't say I felt like I was walking on sunshine. I felt like I was sunshine. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky. When you're near the rain clouds disappear,
it's a good impression of so Bunny Crush.
Just to know that you are mine. Okay, enough. I've got some audio for you today, of course. Here's a guy trying to finish the job he started. He probably already blew his load in the bitch's cunt, but she's not done. So he starts to finger fuck her. His hand slips and enters the wrong hole. See if you can tell at the exact moment where his finger slips. If you said right there, you'd be right.
Oh, fucking prick!
Was it his fault? Look, the holes are very close, especially when lube's involved. I mean, that's slippery.
Fucking prick!
Shut up. More. Guy doesn't know what happened.
Fuck.
What did I do wrong? And why is my finger brown? So many questions. Yeah, she's pissed. I don't want to film this anymore. Oh, she's crying. God, it's just a finger in the ass. It doesn't hurt that bad.
Blame the design company.
Blame the design company.
Too much lube and...
Yes, it was an honest-to-God mistake. Oh, you know, I forgot to mention this. I was on the Scat message board. I found some new postings that I thought were interesting. You know, someone called into the voicemail line last week or a couple weeks ago and asked why I don't read from the forums anymore. And I just haven't found a good Scat forum, I guess. But here is one at the Experience Project. There's a whole, you know, Scat category. And one of the topics is Scat eating dog shit. Right? That sounds right up my alley. I loved it down in a dog park. I was led around on a leash by my boyfriend to eat the dog shit on the ground. I even got fucked by some of the dogs. Okay. And then here are some of the replies. Nice, you like being fucked and eating shit. Sexy. What else do you enjoy? That's not enough for you? This is a Scat message board. She's eating shit. She's getting fucked by dogs. And in a perfect world, or in your dreams, what else could you possibly want her to be into?
I'm also into something called explicit rebirthing. That's where I actually stick a toddler back in my cunt and shit it out. I mean, sometimes you can't find a toddler, so I'll just put a smiley face on a fucking grapefruit. But nothing beats the squirming sensation of a little baby coming out of my pussy.
All right, so that was pretty much it. Someone else wrote in, love eating dog shit, but love feeding it to others more. I wonder if that's common in the scat community. Like, you know, eating dog shit or animal shit. Because, you know, shit is shit. It is a BM. But then again, animals eat different stuff. So their shit's probably going to take on a different type of taste. Right? Why am I thinking about this so much? All right, here is another topic. The headline is Scat Bath. I've been a scat lover for many years. Never found a partner that would go all the way with scatting. The best I could get was golden showers and diaper plays. What I mean by all the way is bathing in each other's caviar. Shit caviar. Smearing our bodies from head to toe. I'm not into eating, though. That's just too fucking weird. My partner used to be very kinky, and I thought my fantasy would finally come true. Unfortunately, she slowed down and became prudish. Whenever she goes away for a few days, it's my chance to enjoy a scat bath. How much poop is involved in a scat bath? I also enjoy watching myself in the mirror as I spread my shit all over myself. See, all you people who are into wiping standing up, I think you've got some sort of weird minor scat fetish. I imagine sharing this moment of passion with someone else, male or female. They don't care. Shit is shit. Smearing each other. I fantasize of meeting someone occasionally and doing our messy plays. Would love to be in a scat orgy too. And then someone else replied, I would love to go all the way with you. I want to explore everything. I'm 23 years old from South Africa. Okay, yeah, good luck with that. Try to find poop lovers, you know, in your own continent, for Christ's sakes. All right, someone else replied, I love the feel of my body smeared in shit. The feel and smell is intoxicating. All right. The way you describe how you take scat baths and wish you were shearing, I don't know, maybe smearing, is really intimate and nice. I wish I could, that's a very gentle way to describe what he's talking about. Scat, it's nice. It's just a fun thing. I wish I could share that experience with you, although I never done anything related to scat. Why are you here, then? I just gave myself the best bath ever. All in scat. Even ate my breakfast of eggs and cheese with some delicious bits of shit. It's a shit omelet. I love the taste and the smell. Normally, I shit at night and sleep covered in my shit, and then in the morning, I cover as much... Can you imagine what that guy smells like? Even if you shower... There's some shit remnants. When this guy goes to work, he's the guy that smells like poop. All right. Normally, I shit at night and sleep covered in my shit, and then in the morning, I cover as much of my head and prick in my shit. And then when my shit starts drying, that too is a wonderful feeling. I've always wondering what it would be like to have my complete body covered in shit by other shitters too and drink wonderful gallons of hot delicious piss. It was kind of a run-on sentence. I live in Youngstown, Ohio. Ooh, he's nearby. And would be very interested in being the center of eating shit, being covered in shit and pissed on. Actually, being everyone's piece of shit. Mmm, yum. Hopefully my fantasy will come true for me very soon. Signed, covered in Buckeye shit. And finally, someone asked the question, the age-old question. We've talked about this many times on the show. Hard or soft? Looking to get some feedback on what's your favorite type of scat. Be as detailed as you wish. I like them all, from hard as a rock to liquid squirt. But I especially like large, thick ones where it feels like you're stretched pushing it out. Someone else replied, definitely hard. I find that even the hardest shits are still easy to smear, so it doesn't matter much if they're soft. There is no bad shit. I love it soft like thick cake batter so I can smear it over my closed mouth and then rub piss on it for the wonderful smell. Yeah, piss really brings out the bouquet of shit. Another scatter likes it smooth and sticky like peanut butter. And the bigger and wider, the better. I am finding I prefer to be constipated. It is fully packed, stretches me to the limit, takes a long time to get out, holding me open the entire time, and the results in a big big stick that leaves little trace behind. All right. Then a real dreamer replied, what about a house made of poop which finally falls in on top of us? Wouldn't that be great? Yes, it would. In a perfect world. So there you go. That's what's happening on the scat message boards recently. Oh, real quick, there's one more topic that I found interesting on the scat board. The subject line is tampon. I just put a tampon in my ass. I love being at work all day, feeling it in my ass, tugging on the string whenever I get the chance, and thinking about pulling it out when I get home this afternoon, and how it's going to feel and taste when I pull it out and put it in my mouth and suck on it. Or my wife pulls it out. Yes, it's a guy. My wife pulls it out for me and makes me suck on it. Anyone else ever do this? Tail Chain replies, I like using tampons too. I sometimes put one in after being anally fucked bareback to hold the cum in and let it soak into the into the tampon along with whatever happens to get on it. Lol. Later, I pull it out, like after a whole day, and suck on it and remember the happy thoughts of getting a hot cock up my ass. Keep in mind, Bristol 7 Revenge of the Churd t-shirts are available in the Distorted View online store at jagoo.net. Ding! Last clip I want to play for you. This has been making its way around the internet. It's a clip from the Today Show back in 1994, where all of the anchors are completely confused about this new thing called the internets.
56 pass, I wasn't prepared to translate that as I was doing that little tease. That little mark with the A and then the ring around it?
Yeah, he's talking about an email address that they just set up over there at the Today Show. He can't figure out what the at sign was, the little A with the circle around it.
With the A and then the ring around it?
At.
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Case that she thought it was about.
Yeah. Oh.
But I've never heard it. I've never heard it said. I'd only seen the mark, but never heard it said. And then it sounded stupid when I said it. Violence at NBC.
Yeah, well, I heard the around or about in the lunchroom.
See, there it is. Violence at NBC, GE.com.
Yeah, he's omitting the dots. NBC.GE.com, which was, I guess, their old address. Yeah.
Well, Allison should know.
What is
the
internet anyway?
Internet is that massive computer network. The one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean that's big? How does one not? What do you write to it, like mail?
No, a lot of people.
I mean, come on. Like, I understand 1994, the internet was just sort of becoming popular. But what do you write to it? Like mail? Is it a P.O. box?
Use it and communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC writers and producers. Allison, can you explain what internet is?
No, she can't say anything in 10 seconds or less.
Oh, Allison will be in the studio shortly.
What
does it mean?
It's a giant computer network made up of
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us what this was.
It's like a computer billboard.
It's a computer billboard, but it's nationwide. It's several universities and everything all joined together.
Right.
And others can access it.
Right.
And it's getting bigger and bigger all the time.
All right, you're embarrassing yourself. Real quick, I guess, before we get into the news, I just got this in. Apparently, Tonetta has created a new video. Take a listen. This is called Hot Seat.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Ooh. Give it to me, baby. Yeah. Bubblegum candy, Tootsie Roll Pop. Get my juices going, get me so hot. So if you need it, hop on start, I'm stuck naked, baby love.
All right, this isn't bad.
Sweet like sugar cane, cool in my brain. Can't control my sex drive. Rain or shine, I need it all the time. And sugar, I feel your mind.
I mean, nothing, in my opinion, nothing beats, And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. If you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, consider signing up and supporting the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's a reoccurring charge. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. You know, I've been doing this since December 2004, so I've done over 2,000 shows. You can listen to them all. Plus, every week we do extended programs like the one I have for you tomorrow. Exclusive shows like the one we usually do on Thursdays. Plus, I do weekend programs and video casts occasionally. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. The other thing I wanted to mention, Distorted View merchandise. If you want something, you should probably order it sometime this week because I don't know how long these supplies are going to last. I will tell you, over half of the trading cards are gone. I would say about half of the Satan Away t-shirts are gone. Some sizes I've got more than others. Same for the Bristol stool chart thing. And the other thing I want to mention, if you order a poster, it's kind of goofy. I wanted to do flat rate shipping and send everything off in one package. Unfortunately, posters are hard to send, so I have to send those separately. So if you did order, say like you ordered a t-shirt and a poster, you'll be getting two separate shipments. So if you get a shipment one day and you only see the poster or the t-shirt or something, don't freak out because they're going to be sent separately because I have to send the fucking posters in poster tubes or something. So that's just a couple of notes for you. And then also I changed, because of this, I had to change the shipping arrangements. If you do order a poster, there's an additional shipping charge. It's one fucking headache after another. Goddamn shit. But you will be happy to note that, and this is going to come as a shock to longtime listeners of the program who know how lazy I am, I've got 30 orders ready to go and mail out. They're all packed up, ready to go. Just have to go to the post office box. So if you ordered stuff, you should be receiving it relatively soon. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here first up. This one was sent in by DV listener Sue from Maine, I believe. A woman is suing P. Diddy for $1 trillion. Good luck with that. Valerie Joyce Wilson Turks, 31, has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against the rap mogul, his former girlfriend Kim Porter, and Rodney King. The man who was a victim of assault by the Los Angeles police in 1991. She also claims that her and Diddy have a son together, Cornelius Willis, who is... What you talking about, Willis? Who is now 23. Turks also alleges that Diddy, real name Sean Combs, caused the 9/11 attacks. That's the most reasonable thing she's so far alleged. She caused the 9/11 attacks, put her son in the hospital, and sold a poker chip belonging to her, which she says was worth 100 zillions of dollars. I think what she's saying here is that she had a poker chip that happened to be worth $100 zillion, and she sold it to P. Diddy. I guess he hasn't gotten that money to her yet, though. According to court papers seen by Radar Online, Turks is asking for $900 billion in child support and an additional $100 billion in lost income. In papers she submitted to the court, Turks wrote, "Diddy went through Kim Porter and Rodney King and knocked down the World Trade Center, and then they all came and knocked my children down. Set me up to be on disability and disabled my baby. He put my baby in a wheelchair." Cuckoo. She added, "I won a lot of money at the casino in Mississippi. A casino has never given away $100 zillion. Anyways, I won a lot of money at the casino in Mississippi, and Sean P. Diddy Combs has my chip to my money. I want my chip. Please help me. It's well worth over $100 zillions of dollars." Turks also applied for a restraining order. Yes. Pretty much what she sounds like. Alright, she also applied for a restraining order against Diddy, which a judge has denied. Although Turks is not expecting to get very far with her lawsuit, the judge has set a court date, really, of January 31st for the case to be heard. What judge would hear such fucking nonsense? There are bigger fish to... more sane fish to fry. So there you go. Thank you very much, Sue from Maine. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Sideshow Freak Chris. He sent this in. The story comes from New Jersey. A 16-year-old Clinton Township boy faces disorderly charges for causing a disgusting smell in his classroom during midterm exams. This all went down at North Hunterdon High School. According to police, the teen was in class at North Hunterdon on Monday and asked to use the facilities. The shit boxes. The boy then took a carry-out-style coffee mug with a screw-on cap. He took that to the nurse's office bathroom. The boy then defecated in the mug, screwed the cap on, and returned to the classroom where he unscrewed the lid, and this caused a disruption in the classroom. Yes, the smell was released. Detective Thomas Hash, the Clinton Township Police Department school resource officer, will be issuing the boy a juvenile complaint for disorderly conduct. Unfortunately, that's not the only person that wants to get a hold of him.
Feel free to call me at 734. You can email me also at rrehahn@sbcglobal.net. If you do any shits, please turn the recorder on as you're walking in the bathroom. Let me hear you, you know, do everything. Put the toilet seat down and buckle your pants. Sit down, do a good stream of pee in the water and take a dump. And after you're done going to the bathroom, describe what's in the toilet, you know, and keep the recorder on till you flush the toilet or whatever. But it's just a fun thing. And I'd appreciate that.
Love that guy. You know what? I have his phone number. We should try calling him. It's been a while. He probably disconnected his phone number because a stupid idiot gave out his phone number on a YouTube video. I'm sure, like, he was receiving nonstop calls, but just in case, maybe he hasn't disconnected it. Let's give him a call, and maybe I'll shit for him, perhaps. Got some audio here. Shit audio.
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Tim.
Who?
I want to take a shit for you.
Okay, where are you at?
Nebraska.
Okay, can I hurry up because I've got another call.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Yep.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
Okay, I'm walking to the bathroom.
All right.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
What's all that noise?
Getting ready to drop a load for you.
Did you hear it?
I heard, but I heard a lot of noise in the background before that. What was that?
That was me. I was trying to lift the get to the toilet and lift it up. The seat.
Oh, okay. Hey, can I call you some other time?
Well, did you like it?
Appreciate it. Yeah, I did. Appreciate it, but I'm at work, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Can I call you some other time?
Yeah, absolutely. Would you say it was a fun thing?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Give me a
call. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Of course, that phone number still works. Creep. Oh, I'll be calling him again. Don't worry. I'm a little frazzled. I can't believe he picked up. I don't like that he told me to hurry up. You can't rush a good BM, you know what I mean? But he did appreciate it, and so, you know, I'm happy to oblige. All right, there you go. It's just a fun thing guy. I'm on the program, finally. All right, and finally today, I've got a good horse-fucking story. A man was caught on a covert infrared camera performing a sex act on a horse at a stable in Devon over there in the UK. Derek Woods was caught when he triggered alarms at the stable, which had been set up by police after they were alerted by the animal's owner. Woods, 26, and originally from Glasgow, admitted to charges of animal cruelty and one of committing a sex act on a horse. I love horses.
The animals. I love horses. They're my friends. Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I...
Of course you're going to take him down to the barn. Where else would the horses be? That's where horses stay. The barn. All right, I hate that woman. Sensing him to a supervision order, the judge said Woods had acted in a deviant and depraved way. Police were first... It's love. It's just love. Police were first alerted by the horse's owner in December 2009 when she found Woods asleep in the barn. Fake closed-circuit television cameras and a loud alarm were installed in an attempt to keep him away, but they were unsuccessful. He's really... loving fucking that horse, or he's just incredibly stupid. And the owner noticed injuries to the horse.
Very pretty rectum.
Yes, well, it was. Rectum, I hardly knew him.
Nice.
No turds on the tenderloins?
Yeah, that's how you can tell a good rectum, when there's no turds on the tenderloins.
No turds on the tenderloins?
My God, what the hell is wrong with these people? Finishing up with the story here, Detective Darren Campbell said covert surveillance was used. The alarm sensors were taken apart, camouflaged, and fixed to the stable door. Why did they even bother camouflaging the closed-circuit television? They installed fake CCTVs, and the guy didn't even notice them. What's the difference? He's not that bright. The alarm sensors were taken apart, camouflaged, and fixed to the stable door, and a tiny covert camera and infrared lamps set up inside the recording equipment hidden in a nearby tack room, he said. Woods of Alphington Road, Exeter, was caught in August 2010 when he activated the alarm and camera. Defense counsel Nigel Rath said Woods is unable or unwilling to talk about the reason behind his offending. It's difficult for anybody to fathom out of what the reasons would be. Because it made his dick feel good, and he's super ugly, and no woman would ever fuck him. So a horse is really his only option. All right, he feels complete and utter shame at the position he finds himself in, and is embarrassed beyond words. His barrister described him as an isolated man with a drinking problem. In addition to the 24-month supervision order, Woods was ordered to undergo treatment for alcohol dependency. He was also banned from going within a one-mile radius of the horse burn in the field. So, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, my freak, speak to me, please. Oh, what is
Tone
this?
Tone deaf. Crap. Hey.
Okay. Never mind. Okay.
Hey, Tim. It's CJ, the 33-year-old near dead here. Well, look, I got sad. I was just kidding. I don't actually have cancer.
What?
I was just saying that shit so you wouldn't cut me off from my voicemails.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm sorry I strung you along. I
hate you. I don't want him on the program ever again. I was actually thinking about him this week, and I was like, oh my god, that's so sad.
Hey, Tim, this is Gina from Houston. I'm currently listening to some old episodes of DV.
Yes.
From back in December, and I'm listening to the episode where you were describing what TNB was,
yes,
and that you weren't a racist. So I'm driving with my window down, I pull up to a stoplight.
Oh, no.
Smoking a cigarette, and I look over, and it's a UPS van. You know, the big ones with the no doors?
Yes.
And just as I'm smoking my cigarette, and TNB, and you say that it stands for typical nigger behavior, and I swear, I looked over, and the guy was black, and he was staring me down. I was humiliated.
Oh,
I am
no.
A freak.
You certainly are. Sorry. Sorry I put you through that. Yes?
Hey, Tim.
Oops, sorry. Where am I at?
I am the devil. I am here to do devil's work.
All right. Satan, away!
Timmy, you ignorant slut.
Uh-oh.
I'm listening to the end of the January 14th show. I love the Timmy Does Karaoke. I think you should make that a weekly feature.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Voice of an angel.
Keep it real.
All right. Maybe I'll sing a little for you at the end of the program today.
Hello.
All right. Thank you for that crap.
Hey, Timmy Boo. I was in the grocery store today, and I found...
Did you offend a black person?
Mountain Dew throwback, and let me tell you, it is the most delicious thing I've ever tasted.
Yes, throwback is back for it. Get it while you can. I think it's back only for 8 weeks, and we're nearing the end of that time.
I will continue to follow your suggestion on things to ingest, except the, like, Parmesan, onion, Ritz crackers, or whatever the fuck.
Oh, the Cheez-Its, the Parmesan, garlic, those are good.
Hey, Tim.
I just got some horseradish and cheddar potato chips. Holy mother of shit, that's good.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, when you're doing the show,
yes,
you have to take a massive shit.
Mm.
Why don't you just take the microphone into the fucking bathroom with
Well, I don't have a wireless microphone is the problem. No. I have to record with my iPhone.
Let us hear it.
Oh, I've got a text message.
Oh, and yeah, I can't even imagine standing up to wipe my own ass. I mean, I just kind of... lift up one cheek and reach under there.
Yes, of course. That's what normal people do.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near dead.
Lies.
Hey, man, I just listened to that Sarah Palin song. That shit was sad.
You're a faker. You're fake.
Pretty glad that I'm probably not going to be around to see. Sarah
Whatever. I don't listen to you. I don't want to hear you anymore. Not gonna be around for that shit, whatever.
Hello, Timmy the Infamous Pen, Penisco, your monkey overlord causing. Oh, Timmy Boo, I can commiserate with you over your woeful childhood. I, too, was an only. I also had an imaginary friend. I pretended that Abraham Lincoln's vice president, Hannibal Hamlin, would visit me in the evening. He taught me how to play games, keep myself entertained. He also taught me how to masturbate by taking some of my father's old underpants, filling them with Vaseline, putting them in the microwave, and then inserting them in between the box spring and the mattress, and pretending that I was having doggy-style sex with Helen Mirren. The load that I blew, Timmy Boo.
She's an attractive old lady.
Hannibal Hamlin kind of looked like my uncle.
Old brother. All right, thank you, Pan. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66... Oh, God. As in, oh, God.
Would you say it was a fun thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to rate us, review us, all that sort of good stuff. It only takes a second. We will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain clouds disappear, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how it's fairy goes. So come on, everybody, join everybody. This is a hard fucking song. Rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Ah, fuck it. I'm done.
The Ming Dynasty style.